Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed an appeal on behalf of Sandra Merritt to the California Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think we should kind of talk about the history of this and starting with who started all this.
Yeah, let's go back to the very beginning. Right now, as we speak, there's two separate legal cases, and Liberty Counsel defends Sandra Merritt in both cases. The one that I'm just talking about, appealing to the California Supreme Court, is we're appealing to get the remaining 8 criminal felony charges dismissed. We've already gotten 15. They're now down to 8. Actually, it was even a 16th one that was added, so it really has gone from 16 to 8. But we want to get them all dismissed because there is no basis in law to have any of these hanging over our head and no basis for us to have to go to trial. So that's where we are at the California Supreme Court at this moment. So pray for that case. We're working to get the remaining 8 felony charges dismissed. If they're not, case goes back down to the trial court for an eventual trial sometime in 2021.
But it was Kamala Harris who started, who led the charge for these criminal charges against Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden.
Yeah, she was the then Attorney General, Kamala Harris, now Senator Harris, and also VP candidate on the Biden ticket. So she has been very, very ardent, pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood, and she's the one who started all of this investigation. She's the one who used a bogus affidavit of an individual investigator that she had, who had never investigated these kinds of recording cases before. And he just simply talked to the Planned Parenthood and the Oregon Procurement Company people and asked them the question, were these conversations that you were having with Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden confidential?
In the videos that came out in 2015.
Right. And they said, yes. Okay. So he put it in an affidavit. So Kamala Harris ultimately then uses that to get a search warrant and raids David Dalyden's home to confiscate the remaining videos and computer equipment in his home because she wanted to stop any additional release of these damning videos against Planned Parenthood. But the problem is that he never asked where some of these recordings were. One of them that they say, oh, this was confidential, was in an elevator with Sandra and David in some of these situations. But there's other people that are unrelated to Sandra and unrelated to the person being recorded. So, you know, Holly, we've all had this before. We're in an elevator at a hotel having a conversation about this or that, but somebody else steps on an elevator. We don't know who they are. If it's something private, what do?
You stop talking.
You stop talking. You say, I'll pick this up when we get off the elevator.
Right.
But if you continue to talk, that's not confidential because here's somebody else that just joined your conversation in the same elevator and you're continuing to say something. So it's pretty obvious it's not confidential. And yet the investigator never said, where was that conversation recorded? Oh, it was in an elevator. Were other people there? Yes. Were they part of your conversation? No. I don't know who they were. Case over. And so Kamala Harris used that affidavit.
Oh, but on a side note, let's not forget, she received more than $81,000 in 2015 when those videos came out. She received that amount of money from Planned Parenthood. So there's her motivation right there.
Yeah, so then she got moved from that position to the United States Senate. And one of the people that she approved to take her place, who was appointed, was the current Attorney General, Xavier Becerra. This guy is very much out of the mold of Kamala Harris.
Right, he's also in the pocket of Planned Parenthood.
Yep, and he actually is the one who eventually filed the 15 felony charges against Sandra and David regarding their undercover journalism work exposing Planned Parenthood's trafficking in human baby body parts.
Yeah, this evil organization uses money to convince these politicians to continue the killing of innocent children.
And so what we have here is the passing of the baton from Harris to Becerra. And he actually is pictured in a press conference. And behind him is a sign, and he's at the podium speaking, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." This is the highest prosecutor of the state of California. Mm-hmm. "I stand with Planned Parenthood." And he's okay with that sign as a background. Right. And he's the one who's pushing this. He's also the one, by the way, who defended the case that ultimately went to the U.S. Supreme Court regarding crisis pregnancy centers, where the law was passed in California and the crisis pregnancy centers were forced to have a, I think it was a 46-point font, long sentence, and it promoted abortion. So you had to post this in your lobby, on the entrance to your crisis pregnancy center, online, and any printed material on a billboard, in up to multiple languages. I think it was up to 12 or maybe more languages.
It was like languages. 13, yeah.
13 languages.
Totally against their mission.
Yeah.
For saving babies and helping women.
You're coming there to have help to save your baby. And the place is telling you, if you want to abort your child, there's a place. If you want to kill your child, here's a place you can go. You can get it for either free or low cost.
Right.
And they have to plaster it everywhere.
Right.
In multiple languages. Now, they want to do a brochure and say, "This is ABC Pregnancy Help Center." They have to then list those multiple languages, up to 13 languages, 46-point font. It would just increase the size of your brochure immensely. And he defended that. He got overruled at the U.S. Supreme Court. But it all began, don't forget, it all began with Kamala Harris. Now, this case is before the California Supreme Court, so pray for the case. We have the other aspect, Holly, which is the civil case. And that's a multimillion dollar lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood. And now Planned Parenthood's army of attorneys is requesting over $10 million in attorney's fees. That's unbelievable. I've never seen such.
And we have two citizen journalists, our client, Sandra Merritt, a 60-something-year-old grandmother who cares about the killing of unborn children. But yet it's Planned Parenthood that's doing the illegal actions.
And so what she did was she consulted with attorneys about what the state law was in California. And the law was, if you're recording in public places so that it's could be overheard by someone else, or alternatively, or in addition to, you think that the person recorded is engaging in illegal activity, you can record. That's why no one's ever been prosecuted. No journalist in the history of California ever been prosecuted.
They followed the law to the T.
They followed it. All the recordings were in very public places, like the elevator, for example, with other people there.
Restaurants, abortion. They had conferences with tons of people there.
Yeah.
Nothing private.
So that's where we are. We're still defending in both. Where we are right now is at the California Court of, Supreme Court, the highest court of California. We're asking for the court to intervene. So it is a high hurdle to cross, but we're asking them to intervene and dismiss the 8 remaining criminal charges so that we don't have to go forward for a trial. If we go forward for a trial, it's going to be a multi-week trial. Holly, the preliminary criminal hearing in California was 3 weeks alone.
Yes.
Now, that's the preliminary hearing. The preliminary hearing in California, what they do there is before you go to trial, they have a preliminary hearing. They're usually not 3 weeks, for goodness sakes. 3 weeks to see whether or not the judge will dismiss the criminal cases because there's not enough evidence, and it's a high threshold to get that particular ruling. We actually got, like I said, we've got 8 remaining criminal charges. Eventually, they increase them to 16, so we've gotten 8 of the 16 charges so far dismissed. But even one charge, we still have to go to a trial, which just means a multiple-week process.
That's why we're not going to stop until she's vindicated, yeah.
Yeah, that's And here's what we have. This is so grotesque. Some of the recordings were of people who actually saw live babies where their faces were cut in two so that their brains could be taken while they were still fresh. Baby's still alive.
Right.
Hearts that were taken out while the baby was still alive and the heart still beating. And then they were sold for thousands and thousands of dollars through these organ procurement companies that would coordinate with Planned Parenthood and then sell them to research labs. Sandra and David are heroes. They shouldn't be prosecuted. Pray for Sandra Merritt. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can find more about it, lc.org/Sandra. lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.